Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Peter Hendrickson. His website is losthorizons.com. He is the author of Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443 after the next break. We do have an email question. It is from Nancy, and she wants to know, if you are familiar with the book by Ron McDonald and Robert Rowan, wherein the name of the book is They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency. And the premise of this book is that by using Federal Reserve notes, it essentially places a lien on everything contracted by the currency.
I'm not familiar with the book. I am familiar with that proposition. I disagree with it. I'll say this outright. There's nothing in tax law indicating that this is the case. And if that were true, it would violate the capitation rule by effectively creating a tax on all economic activity, since there is a structure that inherently imposes sanctions and pressures on people, more or less obliging them to use those Federal Reserve notes in their transactions. So there would be a constitutional violation there inherent in that structure. But again, the tax is actually quite explicit about what it applies to. It expresses that in somewhat complicated formats. They are all laid out in Cracking the Code. The use of Federal Reserve notes is not among them.
Okay. Now, we've had an explosion of the federal bureaucracy, particularly since 9/11. And, of course, this places a lot more it kind of took a lot of people out of the middle class, people who used to be farmers and workers in factories and whatnot, and put them in the federal bureaucracy where they are, of course, paying income tax. We've also had a lot of outsourcing of jobs and production. And then, again, we've had a lot of insourcing of labor. And I'm wondering if those foreign workers who come into our country to take the jobs that Americans won't do pay income tax.
As I read the law, someone who is in the country on an H-1B or H-1B visa, in order to allow them to take a job, would be enjoying the benefit of a federal privilege. And as such, their earnings would qualify as income. And I, again, use income in quotes. I want to clarify that point a little bit before we get calls in. When I use the term income, and I'm speaking in the context of the tax, you have to imagine the quote marks around it, because I'm not talking about income in the sense that people normally think of it, that being all that comes in. In the context of the tax, that isn't what it means. It means all that comes in that is relevant to the tax. And so it's actually a subclass of what people normally think of as income. So you have the great class of all that comes in, and then you have a subclass of what comes in that is relevant to the tax. And, of course, when Congress or the Treasury Department or a court or whatever is speaking of the tax-related class, they're going to use the term income. But what they're talking about is the income with the quote marks around it. And so anytime I use that expression, please imagine those quote marks, because that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about FedCom, to use a recently coined alternative expression that kind of gets more to the technical point.
Right. Language is very important, particularly
language is very important
in law.
It's very important in law. It's critically important, in fact. And it's, unfortunately, the government schools don't teach logic. They don't teach law. They don't teach, law in the sense that ought to be taught to elementary school kids. Elementary school kids ought to understand context, terminology, words of art, and all those things, because they're simple enough to understand, and they're important to everyone in their lives working in this society.
Right. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back and take some phone calls.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? with a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Peter Hendrickson. His website is losthorizons.com. He is the author of Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. We have some callers on the line. We also have some email questions. Let's take Glenn in Georgia. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Glenn. How are you doing?
I'm calling from Georgia. I'm doing well.
Good.
Hopefully I'll get to hear the whole show on archive somehow, calling from work. My question today is, based on being, you know, reading your material and everything, every time I read articles on the website, you know, be it finance or economics, taxation comes up. And in a recent article, a bullion dealer was talking about how they had to file a 1099-B if they purchased so much gold of certain currencies or bullion bars over a certain amount of ounces, that they were required to file a 1099-B. And, you know, knowing what I now know that, you know, about the income tax, what do you think about that? I mean, what would require a bullion dealer to report it on a 1099-B?
Well, a bullion dealer can be a federal entity. These folks are unfortunately mistaking general language used in the law as having specific application to them, just as most people do when they imagine that they have to report the earnings paid to their workforce, for instance, even though they really aren't the Department of Transportation. And so it's the same misunderstanding being exploited by the same folks that have successfully exploited misunderstandings for some 70 years now. and are fat and sassy and happy for having done so. That isn't going to change. What's going to change is the degree to which people like you and me and others have learned how this all works and stand up to do something about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for making me realize I have a choice whether or not I engage in federal privilege. And
thank you for your company on this march, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Jack in Las Vegas. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hi, Pete. I'm glad to hear your voice. My one question is about Social Security. From what I understand, when that the W-2 goes to you in the beginning of the year, and it also goes to the IRS, it goes through the Social Security Administration and then to the IRS. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. Yes, the way the Social Security structure is set up, there is a qualifying standard for the benefits that that one might receive at some point in the future, and that involves having a record of having paid a certain number of quarters of the Social Security and Medicare taxes.
I want to talk about that record.
Well, that doesn't create a an ownership interest on the part of the person who's paid the taxes. These are just income taxes like any other taxes. They are not sequestered.
Yes.
They're not earmarked. They don't belong to you. You have no ownership right or vestiture in Social Security benefits. As uncomfortable as it may be for some to hear it, Social Security benefits are just welfare. They're welfare, with a particular name and a particular structure. And they currently operate on the basis that if somebody has if there's a record that somebody has paid the tax for 40 quarters, which is to say roughly 10 years, then they're entitled to get the benefit. That is, they've qualified for this particular kind of welfare payment. Congress could change that tomorrow if it wanted to. It could say, well, we used to do the 40 quarters thing. We're not doing that anymore. Now it's going to be 50 quarters. Or now it's going to be whether or not you owned a blue Volkswagen at some point in the last 10 years. It can do anything it wishes. Or it could say, we're just not going to pay this at all if it wanted to. And there's nothing anyone could do about it other than, throw the bums out and get new bums in and, try and get a structure that's more to their liking. But that's why the record in which it is said that someone paid the, it is reported that someone had the Social Security and Medicare taxes withheld from them and sent in, goes to the SSA, so the SSA can report that quarter in their records.
Okay, here's my question. Usually on an annual basis, or I'm not even sure how often it is, the Social Security Administration sends the worker a sheet saying, this is your record. Do you agree or not agree with it? And usually the person says, yeah, that's okay, and just sends it in. But my question is, it seems as if one was going to rebut the W-2 when they get it at the beginning of the year, then they should also rebut the Social Security's record saying, hey, that indicates I received those items there by exercising a federal privilege. And I think this one, and that one are not correct.
If the money was returned, then I would tend to agree with you. I think that's very sound thinking and reflects a very good understanding of the way the structure operates. Very good understanding. What I've personally seen from the SSA has never had a tell us if you disagree component of the form. It's just been purely an FYI, but. The variety that you're talking about makes perfect sense. At the same time, I will say that cracking the code, which we shorthand as CTC, by the way, in the cracking the code community, CTC educated folks that have recovered what had been withheld as Social Security and Medicare taxes have received these notices or these FYIs from Social Security subsequently, which do not show these taxes and this credit for payment for those quarters on them. They show zeros for those periods as they ought to. So, on that front, it's kind of a question of whether the Social Security Administration is actually keeping its books properly and keeping up with events or not. But your point is a very, very good point, and I salute your level of understanding, Jack.
Okay, thank you.
I'm assuming that payers, people that receive Social Security, that's a taxable activity.
As I read the law, absolutely, beyond question. It's just an outright gift from the federal government. It even has its own line on a 1040. I don't think you can get more clear than that.
So it is a
as I read the law, Social Security benefits definitely qualify as income with, you know, the quote marks around it. They qualify as potentially subject to the tax. Now, bear in mind, something that is income isn't necessarily taxed or isn't necessarily treated in the same fashion as any other income item. So while Social Security qualifies for the tax, that doesn't mean that it is taxed. And there are special rules as to how Social Security is taxed. The entire benefit that one received is not, as I don't drill down on the some of these mechanics necessarily so much as to keep them all at the tip of my fingers. But as I recall, the entirety of what one has received in Social Security is not actually even subjected to the tax under the rules that apply. There's only a certain percentage of it that is. And that's true of all items of income. Congress doesn't necessarily tax them. For instance, military personnel engaged in combat, they're getting paid, and their pay definitely qualifies. But the pay they receive while they're in combat is exempted from being subject to the tax. So it's important to keep that in mind.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you so much, Jack. All right, let's take Eric in Maryland. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
Hi.
How you doing, Ms. Bengola? Ms. Henderson, how you doing? Hey, you know, I bought your book. I became educated, and I've been filing educated returns for like the past 5-6 years now. So
excellent.
I appreciate the knowledge. But what's happening is, of course, as you predicted, Auntie Iris is fighting at every turn. I even went as far as petitioning tax court, which was a joke because they totally ignored any of my arguments, my legal arguments, you know. So
well, they can't pay attention to them because then they'd have to rule in your favor, and they don't want to do that. So.
Exactly. I'd even ask the judge that, you know, let's make history here, but of course, you know, he didn't want to do that. But and that's the problem that I'm facing because, like I said, a lot of us have gotten our property returned, but a lot of us haven't, and.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you had any advice as far as that goes. But see, my thing is, as far as the property goes, you gave me something that's invaluable and that's knowledge. But I would like my money back, too.
I hear you. Absolutely. First of all, I want to salute you for your the larger take that you just offered to everyone, which is that it's, you know, there's a matter of dignity here that goes above and beyond anything related to the money. I have posted on the Victories pages at Lost Horizons where those 800 or so examples of folks that have acted and recovered their funds. They made claims only for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with the money.
On the other hand,
you know, there are some posted that are for $130,000 as well. And you know, so it's not that the money doesn't matter, but that's not what it's about. It's about upholding the law. It's about dignity. Dignity as an American and as a human being, and that's the thing that matters the most. Now, absolutely, some number of people, happily, just a minority of the population that are acting on this knowledge, but nonetheless, you know, each person that is subjected to bad behavior is a tragedy and a crime, and there are people who are. And here's what I would suggest, Eric. First of all, on LostHorizons.com, go to LostHorizons.com/help.htm. That's capital H-E-L-P dot H-T-M. And you'll find a page that I've put up to address some of this stuff just to begin with.
All right. We do have to go to a break. Sorry.
It was great talking to you.
Hey, great.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Peter Hendrickson. His website is losthorizons.com. He is the author of Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. We are taking calls at 800-313-9443. Let's take Bob in Michigan. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Right. Hey, I've got a question. I'm one of the recipients of the welfare now from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any mechanism to get a lump sum payment and say thank you very much, goodbye?
Well, no, there isn't. And the reason that there isn't is because there is no, Bob's Social Security fund thing sitting
there. There is no real account, you mean?
There is no account. The money that was taken from you as Social Security and Medicare taxes while you worked just went into the general fund. It got spent from the general fund. It got spent the day it came in. The day it came, got pulled from your check, and once you had signed off on a 1040 agreeing that it was, fit to be taken from you, that money got spent that day. What's coming to you in payments now... I'm sorry.
What's coming to you
in payments now is money that is coming out of the checks of people who are working today and who
I know how that works.
Yeah. So there isn't any lump sum to give you, even if there were a mechanism, if there were conceivably a mechanism for seeking it. And of course there isn't one because it isn't that kind of structure.
Okay. Well,
okay.
You just ruined my day. Thank you.
I'm
so
sorry
much.
To start at the, about that, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
All right.
All righty. Let's take Kevin in Tucson. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely,
yes.
Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pete?
Just fine.
My wife and I are both here on the phone. My wife, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
We've been trying to read your Crack the Code, and, you know, it's a little bit hard for us to follow, and I was wondering if there was a structure that you had put together to help people make sure we don't make a mistake and fill out things the wrong way.
Well, there is, in a manner of speaking. I mean, I don't tell anyone what to do with a form, how to fill a form out, or even to fill a form out. I that's not my place to do that. Everybody's circumstances are unique and individual, and each person's got to make their, you know, come to their own conclusions as to how all of this applies to them. What I do is I tell people what the law says, show them how to, you know, verify that and research it for themselves, and so forth. But I do provide some cognitive tools that perhaps will be helpful to you, and the most significant of those you can download from LostHorizons.com right now or as soon as we're done with the call, and read through it, and it'll take it'll be an easy 20 minutes, nothing complicated, and you'll have an excellent handle on pretty much the entire mechanical structure by which the text operates. And you'll find that at LostHorizons.com/intro.pdf. That's capital I, lowercase N-T-R-O, .pdf. And what you're going to get there...
Yes. Okay.
Okay, what you're going to get there is going to be two chapters out of my third book, Was Grandpa Really a Moron? And they consist of one that is a detailed drill down on the 16th Amendment, much more so than what I provide in Cracking the Code, because, as I mentioned earlier in the last hour, 16th Amendment doesn't have anything like the kind of impact on the tax structure that most people have been led to believe. So it really didn't merit a whole lot of attention in CTC. But because the misunderstanding about that is as elaborate and well-cultivated as it is, I decided to write a focused piece on that subject alone. That's the first part of what you'll find at intro.pdf. But the second part is a little story called Bob's Bicycles. And Bob's Bicycles will communicate to you in about 6 pages of very easy reading exactly how the mechanics of the tax operate. And when you're done with that, first of all, you're going to find what's in Cracking the Code probably a lot simpler to understand in some senses or others. And you're going to have a very intuitive grasp of all the mechanisms that are involved in the tax. So I would recommend that.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Right.
There isn't anybody like a tax attorney or anything that works on this type stuff, you know, as far as...
There absolutely are. There are a number of attorneys whose own refunds are posted at LostHorizons.com, a number of attorneys who are very educated on this subject. They're CTC students themselves, of course, and they are out there, and doubtless that number is growing as well over the course of time. A lot of CPAs as well, a lot of other people that are in, you know, similar areas of profession and expertise. But frankly, when you get through the material in its entirety, you're going to find, like everybody else, that you really don't have a need of professional services to act. I know that sounds unlikely, perhaps at this point.
Well,
but you got to trust me on this. It's the way it is.
It's just kind of scary to think about, you know, filing returns and stuff and not knowing exactly how they're supposed to work.
You're going to know exactly how they're supposed to work.
All righty. Thank you, Kevin and Karen. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch?
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Peter Hendrickson. His website is losthorizons.com, and we will also post that other website that he mentioned with the PDF file in the information section in the archives. And he is the author of Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. And we have more callers. We have Jim in Kansas. Jim, welcome to the program.
Is the tax treatment of railroad retirement different than the tax treatment of Social Security?
Tax treatment of, I'm sorry, did you say railroad retirement?
Yes.
Railroad retirement is treated very much the same way. Again, it also has its own component in the tax forms and in the tax structure. The railroads, all but the Great Northern Railroad, are national instrumentalities and have been deemed such because of their access to federal land grants and subsidies in their original formation. They're very closely owned and operated in most respects by the feds. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. It sounds like you've really done a lot of research, and maybe I'm ignorant because I haven't. It hasn't pertained to me, and I haven't caught up on this information. But do you have a law degree, and what really motivated you to start this whole project? And secondarily, there seem to be two statuses, one taxpayer, the other non-taxpayer. Can you formalize your status as a non-taxpayer? Is there a procedure?
No, the answer to the second question first, there's no procedure for making yourself or you know announcing yourself to be a non-taxpayer because there isn't that kind of status in the sense of you know an inherent status any more than you could you know announce yourself to not be a car thief and therefore you know never be subjected to you know a prosecution for car theft. It's what you do that makes the difference. And obviously, you know, it isn't what you used to do; it's what you, you know, might do in the future that has relevance to future events. So, you can't immunize yourself against the tax. What you can do is refrain from engaging in taxable activities, and then you remain a non-taxpayer for as long as you don't engage in taxable activities. You're a non-taxpayer, at least insofar as the income tax is concerned. I don't have a law degree, no. What prompted my immersion into this subject area was actually in 1976 when the bicentennial was going on, and I pulled out a copy of the Constitution that I hadn't looked at probably since a high school civics class, if even then, because back in at that time we still had founding documents at least. Referenced in some of the materials that you would get in even the government schools, such as the one I attended, but not with any study of them, of course, or you know education in the subject, but at least some passing familiarity. I pulled one out in 1976 and noted the apportionment rules relating to direct taxes and capitations, and took note of. What the income tax appeared to be, how it was being administered, and I recognized that there was something that didn't make sense, and began my own education on this subject, my own study, and it went on from there. So that's how I got started.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Did you have another question? Other callers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, real quick. Did you do any background checking on if this Constitution, as you said, was put in place in 1787, was in fact an original document, or did you just assume that that was the case?
Well, having read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, which were contemporaneous arguments in favor of and in some cases opposed to the adoption of the Constitution and other things as well. I don't have any doubt about the provenance of the Constitution. No, and nor do I have any reason to worry about that subject because, frankly, if you read the Constitution, it's a very crisp, clear document. It makes perfect sense when it's properly understood, and it's has been observed by others, Ayn Rand being one of the more prominent voices to have made this point. When we look at what was given to us by that founding generation of absolutely brilliant political scientists and historians and economists and students of the law, we should fall out on our knees and thank God because it is a remarkable, magnificent legacy. And that doesn't say that it's perfect. It's just vastly better than anything else.
All righty. We need to move on to other callers. Thank you so much, Richard. Let's go with Greg in Maryland. Greg, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Yes. Hey, Pete. Dr. Greg in Salisbury, Maryland. I really don't have a question, but I thought I'd take this opportunity to call in and thank you for your work and all your efforts on behalf of the rule of law. I also want to thank Deanna for having you on the program, and I'm sorry to say that I did miss the first hour. I got home shortly after 1 o'clock and did tune in and heard some really interesting questions, and I just take the opportunity to urge everyone to buy a copy of the book and start reading and liberate themselves.
Thanks very much, Greg. Appreciate those kind words and you're placing the call. And I understand that the show is going to be archived on Deanna's site after
on RBN.
Yeah, so it will be available.
And to
hear that first hour.
Well, Deanna, know that I'll be directing lots and lots of people to your site and that archive show.
Right, it will be in the RBN archives.
Fantastic.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks again, Pete.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, let's take Abbott in New Jersey. Abbott, welcome to the program.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey Abbott.
All right, hey, Pete, it's Abbott. How you doing? Good to hear from you.
Likewise.
Things are going, I just was listening to the show. Everything's all great. And to anyone who's listening, of course, Cracking the Code is an excellent book. Things will become clear. I encourage everyone to buy it. I just feel bad. You might know what's coming, just the tone of my voice if I sound nervous. But what's happened in the past months, it's not very CTC warrior on my part, and I hope you don't disown me as a friend. But you know what I'm saying? What happened, I'll try and encapsulate quickly as best I can. I know time is precious. Basically, I had to, I guess you can say, go back on the knees or something, but I filed amended returns because the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance, very vicious organization, they basically froze the account. It came to that. I mean, it's not like I was heard in court. I wasn't able to make my CTC argument in court. I, held my ground as best I could, but when it came down to them freezing the account, we didn't lose much that way. But it's the idea that wherever my Social Security number is, they can garnish quote-unquote wages, you know what I mean? And so I filed amended returns. I hate to say it, but I guess, I don't know, I feel a little bit like Mel Gibson from The Patriot, in the beginning anyway, you know, when he said, I'm a parent, I can't afford to be principal. It sounds lame, and I feel bad, but...
I'm sorry to hear that you've been subjected to mistreatment like that, Abbott. The beneficiaries of... the ignorance tax, which is what one might call the misadministration of the income tax, have an awful lot at stake, and there are lots of them, and they're accustomed to the status quo, and they're reliant on the status quo, and they're going to unfortunately do everything that they can to maintain it. It just falls to the rest of us who have respect for the rule of law to stand up and act in enforcing that rule of law. That's our job. That's what the founders intended. They set up the structure that they did. They recognized that the Constitution. You know, I praised the Constitution a few moments ago, talking to Richard, and I didn't observe at that point, but will now, that it doesn't enforce itself. You know, there's it has no mechanism. It has no troops. It has no police force. It can't marshal resources on its own to defend itself. It requires us to do it, and the fact is that until that has happened, until enough people have been activated, educated, and resolved to do the job, those status quo beneficiary forces that have subjected you to this bad treatment are going to behave badly, and they're going to get away with it sometimes too, and it's a tragedy. And again, I'm real sorry to hear that you've been, made the target and victim of it. But you know what's what. You know the truth. And I know that you're not going to stop communicating that to everyone you can. And that's the process by which things are going to switch around. So.
This New York State Department of Taxation, what they did, it just, I had to get the help of some attorneys and CPAs, but it cost a little bit of money to get them off my back or whatever. But interesting, just if there's some viewers listening, this whole idea of illegal, and it was almost great timing with one of your newsletters, your recent ones, just because the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance really doesn't want me to file a certain way. It doesn't mean it was illegal what I did. I mean, I did nothing wrong. I just let the viewers know. I mean, I'm not a criminal. I didn't file in any incorrect way. They just really didn't like what I did, and they, froze my account and took $200 and said, you owe this money, so. But,
Alrighty. Thank you, Abbott. Sorry, we have to move on. Let's take Dan in Texas.
Yes, Peter, I would differ with you on your view of the founders of this country and the document they created, in as much as they were brilliant and it was a scam. In 1789, I would not have been a voice in that government.
I understand.
I would not have been free. I would not have been, I would have been white. I would have been 21, but I would not have been a landowner.
I understand, Dan, but you know, bear in mind that
it's a scam. Now, my question is, in your trial, did you have an attorney? And inasmuch as you're the only one who can give evidence of the direct beliefs that you hold, you're the only one who can give direct evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Did you testify?
Of course, I testified, and yes, I did have attorneys.
And who was your attorney?
I had several people. I had a team of two practicing attorneys.
What did it include? Jeff Dickstein up in Minnesota?
No, it didn't, as a matter of fact.
Or the fellow down in Alabama whose name escapes me right now?
Larry Beecraft is who you're
thinking? Yeah, Larry Beecraft.
No, it did not include either of those two gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dan. All righty, we have some email questions. Rodney in Illinois, and I believe you've already addressed this, but some people have made the case that the use of Federal Reserve notes, their stuff, makes us liable. Is that true? No.
Yeah, I have addressed it, and no.
Okay. Number two, also some make the case that the USCA 5, Section 552A, to wit, participants in Social Security, puts one in a class of federal personnel and therefore liable for the tax. Is that true?
I'm sorry. Could you read that again, Deanna?
Some make the case that USCA Section 5, Section 552A.
Oh, yes, okay.
Says that participants in Social Security puts one in the class of federal personnel and therefore liable for the tax.
That's a complicated question in that it invokes or is dependent on the actual understanding of what Social Security is all about. Not in the sense of, you know, that it's a welfare payment, but in the sense of who it is that's actually liable to be paying those taxes. There is a presumption that can be drawn related to that subject. I address this in detail in the FAQ pages on Lost Horizons, and also in a chapter in Was Grandpa Really a Moron, by the way. And I want to direct people to that FAQ topic for the answer to this question, because it's too elaborate to recite in the time that we have left.
Okay.
LostHorizons.com/tax, all lowercase, / FAQ, all lowercase, .htm will be where the FAQs can be found. And one of them deals with the 552A fallacy, because for the most part, it's a fallacy. There is nothing that makes somebody a conductor of taxable activities when they really aren't. There are a number of things that can support presumptions unless and until those presumptions are rebutted effectively. The 552A thing kind of relates to that, but there are broad misunderstandings associated with it. So I encourage anyone that has that on their mind to read that FAQ or read the chapter in Was Grandpa Really a Moron? To get the complete picture on that.
Okay, and that will be linked on the in the RBN archives. Okay, this one is from Mike. Is it true that property purchased with gold rather than Federal Reserve notes is exempt from property taxes and means you actually own the property?
Property taxes are a completely different area of law. It's they vary from state to state. They don't have anything to do with the income tax itself, and I just want to make that point to begin with. Then as far as the larger aspect of the question, does buying something with some particular thing make some difference? This is sort of a variation of the does using a Federal Reserve note create a tax connection. Without having done a drill down on this particular subject, I will say no. Buying with gold is no different than buying with physical labor or, your sofa or Federal Reserve notes or anything else. It's an exchange of value for value,
and it isn't going to have any implications, any legal implications that are going to be recognized by anyone as far as any tax structure is concerned.
Okay. All righty, this is from John. Does Peter think that an individual who inherits an IRA 401k would be liable for income tax on a distribution from the inherited account?
You know, first of all, there are two things to say. One, an IRA is not the same thing as a 401k. They're two different structures. And one interesting distinction between the two is that an IRA can only be properly can only properly consist of wages, amounts taken from wages and put into the account, whereas 401ks do not have that distinction explicit in the law.
We need to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. But I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Peter Hendrickson. His website is losthorizons.com. He is the author of Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. And you were in the middle of answering that gentleman's question, John's question, and you were talking about the IRA and 401k.
Yeah, and I know we have just a little bit of time left, Deanna, so I'm going to quickly finish with that question, and then I want to say a couple things in response to Dan's comments and one or two things just to the audience in general, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The subject of IRAs and 401ks and what they mean and how they operate is also included in the FAQ topics at the URL that I gave a little while ago and that you're going to be posting on your site there at RBN. So people can go there and get the complete answer to that question. That really is the best approach for dealing with that. Dan made comments about the Constitution having been a scam, and I want to address those a little bit. First, I want to say that I know that, you know, there are a lot of people that that take that view and are very suspicious of, if not actually outright condemnatory of the Constitution. And I want to remind those folks that this is a document that ended up with a Second Amendment in it, providing for people like Dan and other Americans, just the citizenry at large, to be possessed of the ability to overthrow a government created under that Constitution or established under that Constitution if it got out of hand and got out of line. This is not the work of scam artists that are setting up some kind of oligarchic tyranny over the people. This is the Constitution is what it's a magnificent thing, as I said before. The business about property owners was a very simple dynamic. First of all, it wasn't literally limited exclusively to property owners in the sense of enfranchisement and so forth, but there was a mechanism that related to that early on, and the structure made perfect sense. It was the property owners who were going to be the ones paying the tax that was authorized to be collected under the Constitution. Others weren't, and so there's a very sensible relationship between the ability to a certain level of enfranchisement by those who are going to be paying the bill as compared to some who would not. And now that isn't to say that there weren't other issues with the franchise and with the constitutional structure. Obviously, slavery was a characteristic that was abhorrent, despicable, recognized as such by a good portion of the founding generation, even though it was unfortunately put in abeyance as far as correcting it, and ultimately caused great trouble, as was predictable. You can't engage in so pernicious and despicable behavior and not expect something to come of it, and it did. But all in all, it's the best thing going. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to say. Generally speaking, I'd like anyone that is interested. I offer a free newsletter that I would love to add your name to my subscription list. You can email me at subscribeme@losthorizons.com, and I will get you on that list.
And that's a free newsletter. And we are out of time, Peter. Thank you so very much for being on the program. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, we'll have to do this again. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All righty, bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you again?